off into the dry subject of the Office for Civil Rights and Facility Accessibility. I've got a lot of slides in here that I'm not even going to cover because I want to get to the case study that was the reason that I got picked to do this, and so that we can focus on some of the practical advice. All right, here's the role of the Office for Civil Rights. They enforce seven different federal statutes. The first three are here: Title VI, Title VII, Title IX. Here are the other four: the ADA, or the ADAAA now, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, Section 504, and the IDEA. And I've provided you citations for both the statute and the regulations. The jurisdiction of the Office of Civil Rights is any educational institution that receives federal financial aid is subject to their complaint and investigation process. They investigate charges of discrimination against anybody, and as we'll cover in a later slide, reported or filed by just about anyone. One other difference, the Americans with Disability Act and the Amendment Act apply without regard to whether or not you receive federal aid. Anyone can file a complaint with the OCR, and what that means is that you don't have to be a victim. You don't even have to be a member of a protected class. You can just be a good seed who wants to right wrong. And I have had the experience at least three or four times where OCR complaints are filed as an offensive tactic or as retaliation by a disgruntled employee on his way out the door or on her way out the door, or by a disgruntled parent who didn't have a grievance turn out the way they wanted to. And I'll be glad to share those experiences with anybody if you're interested.